Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here with Juwan James, rookie right tackle from the Miami Dolphins. Juwan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, good to see you again. Last time I spoke to you was the day after you were selected number 19 overall by the Miami Dolphins. And since then, getting into the offseason workout program, had OTAs, the start of mini camp this week. How's everything been? A bit of a whirlwind for you? How have you enjoyed being a Miami Dolphin so far?
Oh, it's been great so far. Like you said, I got to do some of those off-field stuff and the on-field stuff with the vets now and doing the mini camp. So it's good because, you know, during this whole process, I was wondering, you know, what's the NFL like? What's that first practice going to be like? You know, now it's under my belt, trying to get adjusted to the game speed and everything like that.
You mentioned the game speed. That's often the thing that is brought up by most of the rookies as they go from college to the pros. Did you have a welcome to the NFL moment where you're like, oh, man, I've arrived. I'm here.
I'd say, you know, just a couple of times, you know, just to, like you said, the speed of the game, blitzes and just being able to see things, you know, safety rotation, things like that. It happens a lot faster. You know, they disguise things a lot better on this level. So just little things like that you got to pick up on watching film and just repetition.
Have you felt any pressure? I talked to you about pressure being a first-round pick, but now that you've been out there on the field and seen everybody at full speed, you're the right tackle. You're the starting right tackle. Do you feel any pressure being slotted as a starter, as a rookie?
No, I don't feel any pressure at all. You know, I've just got to go out there and, you know, do the best I can and get better, you know, and get to my best abilities, you know, come the season. And I just want to try to get better every day and, you know, show these coaches that I'm trying to work on the one thing they're trying to get corrected in, you know, in the field room.
Juwan James, rookie right tackle from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And one thing I've noticed is that during OTAs and the mini camp, you know, you guys aren't wearing the pads. You got the helmets on, but you're not really hitting each other. How much are you looking forward to as a big physical guy training camp when you can start actually hitting people?
Yeah, I can't wait for it. You know, this sucks right now. You know, this is a defensive line. You know, this is his dream. You know, all we could do is grab jerseys. That's all. But, you know, when those pads come on, you can hit them. You got more surface to hit. You got more surface to grab. That's what I can't wait for.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. Players on both sides of the ball getting a little antsy to lay some hits in there, as football players like to do. Okay, so I'm looking at your jersey right now, and I see number 72 on it. Now, the last time we spoke, you said, hey, look at my Twitter account. Look at everything about me. Number 70 is my number. Dallas Thomas, your buddy, your Tennessee teammate, now Dolphins teammate, has number 70. We caught up with him, and he said, yeah, we still haven't decided anything. So this is a couple weeks later. What's the decision process been like, and what has been the conversation like between the two of you?
We're still negotiating, you know, negotiating some of the fine print, you know, and the contract between us switching jerseys. So, you know, Dallas is a stubborn guy. You know, he could be a stubborn guy, but we'll see. You know, we'll see.
Okay, and so we'll wait to see. Hopefully by training camp we'll have it.
Yeah, hopefully by then.
Now, I asked him this, and I was curious because, you know, you said to me right away, hey, Dallas Thomas is one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, Juwan James is one of my best friends. Does he get sort of any leniency because of the fact that you guys are close friends? It's not just some random new teammate?
It's really, you know, he's just wanting something out of it. You know, Dallas, I'm knowing Dallas, like I said, Dallas is stingy, you know, he's a cheap guy, I like to hold on to stuff. So, you know, I guess I gotta beg for it a little bit. I guess he wants me to beg for it.
Okay. He's a cheap guy. We're learning some new things about Dallas Thomas. Speaking of Dallas Thomas, and again, we'll update this jersey story, I'm sure, as training camp rolls around, but it's been nice to see him. He slid in that left guard spot. And last year he was kind of moving around a little bit from tackle to guard, you know, showing his versatility, but he seems to be slotted in that guard spot and seemed to be really enjoying himself there.
Yeah, Dallas has been doing well. You know, I've been learning from him, you know, a little bit I've been here, but he's been doing a great job, you know, honing in at that position, like you said, and just trying to get better every day like we all are.
Juwan James, right tackle from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Juwan, you mentioned the relationship, as we all know, with Dallas Thomas. We've established that. But how about in your rookie class? Who have you kind of bonded with so far? Because you guys all came in together, did a lot of community events, and now you're out on the football field.
Definitely Billy Turner. You know, he's been my roommate for these past few weeks. Him, Matt Hazel, Jarvis Landry, some of the guys. You know, I trained with Jarvis and Matt. I trained with Jarvis and Matt during the, you know, off-season program, just going combine down to Pensacola and things like that. So I already had previous history with them, Jordan Tripp, just everybody. I'm trying to branch off to everybody, but mostly I'd say I hang around those three guys.
And since you've gotten down here and been around everybody, do you feel a sense of responsibility to be a leader as the first-round pick?
Yeah, I do. You know, kind of just set the standard, you know, even in the little rookie meetings we have with Caleb Thornhill. Anything that we do, you know, I just try to do it the right way, you know, or try to correct correct something, you know, just so we could have everybody going in the right direction.
Okay, so we've established your relationship with the rookies. Yeah. How about from a veteran standpoint? Who on the team right now is kind of taking you under their wing and kind of showing you the ropes at this point?
Definitely Brandon Albert. He's done a great job, and I appreciate him accepting me, you know, and taking that role of showing me things because, you know, he's showed me a lot, whether it's on the field and off the field and the meeting rooms. Him and, you know, also Pouncey and just the whole O-line. You know, everybody's just chipping in trying to get better. You know, they said – we're only going to be as good as each other, you know, are. So we all trying to help each other. But BA definitely does, you know, help me a lot.
All right. A lot of the fans are excited about not only the new revamped offensive line, but Bill Lazor's offense. Mm-hmm. This is new for the Dolphins fans. What have you seen from it so far? What should we expect going forward?
It's amazing, you know, the different things we could do. You know, the versatility, it could be fast tempo. You know, we could slow the tempo down. But it's just a lot of good things that I think are going to come from it.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting. Looks like everybody's fast out there spreading teams out, so it's going to be fun to see it when there's an opponent other than the Dolphins defense out on the field against you guys. All right, mini camp lasts today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and then rookie symposium just around the corner. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you got a little free time before training camp rolls around. So what are your plans when you do have that free time?
Well, the symposium is over the 28th. I haven't been home yet since the draft, and I want to go home, see my family for a few days, then get back down here, try to find a place, you know, where I'm going to live and start training down here and just getting back in the film room, getting the weight room here, and just try to get better, you know, before camp.
Okay, so you haven't been home since you got drafted.
Nope, since that Thursday. I've been down here working.
And was that a conscious decision on your part that you wanted to make sure you were here and you know, putting your due diligence, making sure you're working hard?
Yeah, I didn't want any distractions, you know, leading up to this. I wanted to be as prepared as I could, you know, for this whole month or so we've been going. So I just want to continue.
Good. Yeah, love to hear that work ethic and the determination. Okay, finally, you alluded to the fact that you've done a lot in the community so far. I know the rookie class especially has been out doing all sorts of different things, from helping people rebuild their homes to, I know you're with the Special Olympics yesterday. Yeah. What's been like as far as being exposed to the South Florida community already?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we went to Norland, I think, middle school. That was cool. We did a little sports thing with them, a little Play 60 type thing. The Special Olympics was just yesterday. That was fun. Got to play flag football with them. And also, like, building the house. It's just cool we getting out here, reaching out to the community already, you know, getting our faces out there in that good light, you know, that we're helping people. And, you know, we enjoy helping people. And as a rookie class, it got a chance for us to all hang out and see each other in a different light and bond doing, you know, things besides football.
Yes, and it's been great. I think that everybody out there that you've touched in the community really appreciates it, too, because it's all for positive, good cause. By the way, you can follow Juwan on Twitter, at JuwanJames70, so we'll keep pumping that up. Juwan, great to catch up with you again, and looking forward to seeing what happens in training camp. Good luck the rest of mini camp and during this offseason.
Thank you. I appreciate it.